My name is Nikola Lipsky. I'm health scientist for CDC. I will be moderator of this session, and the title of this session is let me find the title.
Right here.
Yep. Working towards health IT standards for public health reporting. Report from the Public Health Laboratory Result Workgroup of the ONC Standard and Interoperability Framework. We have three distinguished panelists today. I'm very glad and proud to present you Dr. Ricky Merrick. She is native German. She graduated from a German medical school and then from college in the United States with a master's degree. And she has more than 6 years as a public health information specialist on syntactic and semantic interoperability using Loewen's NOMAD and HL7. She's currently working as a consultant for APHL, and she is a terminologist for a public health laboratory project, FLEAP. My second panelist is Dr. Anna Arlova. She is visiting associate professor at the Division of Health Sciences Informatics, Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, and associate Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. She also is clinical associate professor at School of Public Health and Health Sciences, University of Massachusetts. Dr. Alova is a member of the John SOME's Executive Committee for the National Library of Medicine's Training Program on Health Sciences, Informatics, and NLM, Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Public Health Informatics Program. And finally, Bill Brand is Director of Programs at the Public Health Informatics Institute. He brings 25 years of experience working on state, local, and national public health issues. Prior to coming to the Institute, Bill served as a coordinator of Minnesota Statewide Immunization Information System and later as a Deputy Director of the Center for Health Informatics and the Minnesota eHealth Initiative at the Minnesota Department of Health. Bill holds master's degree, Master's of Public Health from the University of Minnesota. Welcome our presenters. And first, I would like to present Ricky's part.
So can everybody hear me okay?
This one's long.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, does that work? Okay, great. So I'm going to give you basically the panel outline here. We're going to talk about ONC and the Standards Interoperability Framework, what that is, what the Laboratory Results Interface Initiative is, how we became to be the Public Health Reporting Initiative, and what our charter is. And then we're going to really get more interactive and trying to get some more information from you, because really what this initiative is an involvement of everybody who's interested in public health reporting of the broadest kind. So in February 17th, 2009, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act was signed and included the Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health Act, or HITECH, much easier, for advancing meaningful use of health information technology to improve quality care and establish a foundation for healthcare reform. ARA created two federal advisory committees, the Health IT Policy Committee and the Health IT Standards Committee. And the 2010 HIT Policy and Standards Committee identified three types of public health reporting that are adopted for stage one of the HITECH Funds CMS initiative program, colloquially known as meaningful use. And those are the capabilities to submit electronic data to public health for syndromic surveillance, for immunization, and for reportable lab results, or ELR. So the ONC, the Office of the National Coordinator, in order to help foster the harmonization of standards, created this Standards and Interoperability Framework Initiative, and that's basically just a technical help for folks to get groups together to work on specific initiatives. So it helps us to work on multiple things. So here's basically what every initiative of the SNI framework works on. We're talking about use case. Well, I don't know. Either way, I'm going to get somebody. So so on the left side of this diagram, the first thing every initiative works on is basically a use case development and put down some functional requirements. The next step would be the harmonization of core concepts, which goes across initiatives. So there are cross initiatives going on that say, okay, so you guys, you're working on, for example, transition of care. That was one of the initiatives. I want to know what data elements you guys are working on. And you guys in the lab realm, you know, what are the data elements you're working on? Oh, you're working on, you know, both of them include patient names. So let's make sure you both say patient name in the same way and ask for it in the same way. So that's one of the cross work group functions that's part of the SNI framework. What each group comes out with ultimately are implementation specifications that then can be put, and they call it reference implementations, but really what it is, it's a pilot implementation. So it's not the typical software development term of reference implementation, but it is a pilot or trial implementation to show that the standards, the way they were developed, actually function and can connect a system, you know, system A to system B. And then once that's finished, they go on to certification and testing. So the current initiatives that are active right now are transition of care, which deals with patient summary data, the lab results interface, which I'll tell you more about in a second, the provider directory, which basically helps you or your system look up the electronic address and other requirements that you have in order to talk to that specific provider system. And then the query health, which is looking at distributed health queries so that you could look at if Costa here went to the hospital and, you know, in one town and then he's on vacation and has to go see a doctor in another town, somebody needs to be able to look at, you know, both those records. So that's what the query health initiative is working on, trying to figure out how do we do that. And that's a brand new initiative that just started up. So a little bit more about the lab results interface, since that's what I was involved in a little bit. So the mission was originally in 2006 or 7, there were two guides for taking lab results and reporting those to ambulatory care providers. The what's called E-Links for short, and HITSB was the other guide. And so the original mission of the Lab Results Interface Initiative was to look at those two guides and pick one. Well, in looking at those two guides, we realized after we built the use case for it that we really can't just pick one. Neither of them do really what we need them to do. So what we decided, or what the group decided to do, is create a new implementation guide that kind of merged functionality out of the E-Links and functionality out of HITSB into one. So that's kind of the focus out of that group is coming a new 251 based lab reporting implementation guide. So in order to do this, you know, you break the big group up into little groups. So of course, first we built out our use case and put down the requirements. Then we sent the architecture and implementation requirement group off to work on, you know, the more technical part of it and the setting up the pilot projects. The vocabulary group went off and said, okay, what kind of standards do we want to use and support use of? What kind of lab tests are included in the ambulatory realm that we should suggest for the pilots to include? What kind of reporting formats do we want to make sure they can cover? So that's what the vocabulary subgroup worked on. Of course, the implementation guide analysis group, that was the, you know, meat of the project, looking at the two guides and coming up with a new guide. But every time we started talking about during the use case, we said, but there is a guide already out there for lab results reporting to public health. And it's meaningful use and it's already legislation. So don't, you know, make sure you consider that. Make sure you consider that. So that's what the public health laboratory results subworking group was tasked to do, is to provide the IG group with a list of things, and I think I'm getting ahead of myself here, that was was to provide them with a list of data elements that have to be included for public health reporting, so that if somebody was able to send a public health lab result and they ended up sending that to the provider, it wouldn't get rejected, it wouldn't error out, it would still be covered. So here are basically the deliverables that came out of the entire laboratory results work group, which is the public health abbreviated use case, the required elements in the ELR guide, that's what came from the public health group, the guide variance analysis, and that included the ELR guide. So when they were looking at those two guides, they always kept looking at, okay, and what does the ELR say about this? So that was really helpful. So outcomes, we have a draft almost ready. it's a 251-based HL7 guide that pre-adopted some elements from 2.6, 2.7, and we found some things we want to have added in 2.7.1 in order to make this work. We've worked on creating profiles so that you can say the basis of this guide, everybody has to agree to this. So it's a constrainable profile. But if you want for your implementation to a partner, say, but in addition to what this guide says, I also want you to add this data element or that data element that's optional in the underlying profile, you could do that. So you can create, you know, one-offs off the underlying standard as long as they don't crash with the underlying standard. So otherwise you're not doing a legal thing there. The vocabulary group created a list of tests that are in scope for pilot testing. We reached consensus that LOINC and SNOMED should be the respected vocabularies, similar to what the ELR did. The use of UCM for units of measure, which is one requirement in ELR, is subject to pilot testing because there were some issues or some concerns that there may be some issues that people, because they hadn't used it, just weren't comfortable with just flat out saying, yes, we recommend it. So we said we've created some criteria for what is considered a successful pilot testing of UCM units, and if that's, you know, successful, then go ahead and please use UCM. Similar for using SNOMED for specimen information. That's something new in the ELR guide. The ELR guide allows both HL7 and SNOMED, and so and ultimately HL7 wants to get out of the business of managing the vocabulary for all this stuff. So ultimately, HL7 will, you know, retire their HL7 vocabulary that is not specifically related to messaging. Again, they said, well, yeah, we'll try it, we'll pilot it, and if it doesn't break anything that's currently working, we'll go with it. And those findings were presented to the HIT Standards Committee for consideration as the recommended standard for meaningful use stage 2 for ambulatory lab results reporting. So next step is, of course, to get that HL7 guide balloted at HL7. It'll probably not make the September ballot, but it'll be an out-of-cycle ballot before January so that we can make that cutoff for the ONC recommendations. Then use that draft that's going in to be balloted in parallel for those pilot implementations to test it out to see if it's really working. And, of course, what happened in the public health laboratory sub-working group is that we came up with this need for a public health reporting initiative. Because every time we started talking about, okay, let's focus on these data elements, people said, but I need this for public health reporting of cancer. I need this for adverse events reporting to the FDA. So let's, you know, continue our conversation. We're already all talking together. Let's keep going. So, Anna?
Would you like to be asked these questions now?
Yeah, I mean,
Please, if you have any questions for this group, LRI group, I would suggest you need to ask right now because I will jump to another activity.
Okay.
You know, I'm sorry, I don't have a question for the laboratory interface work, but I do have a question about stuff you started off with, about the S&I framework and how it works.
Okay.
Which I think I need to understand in order that I can really participate in the later part. So once ONC decides to take on a community initiative, is it then ONC's project? In other words, who makes the decisions when the project is then sanctioned by ONC?
Okay, so for the folks that are on the virtual conference, I'm going to repeat the question. So how does the S&I framework work? So once ONC supports a project, does it become ONC's project, and who makes the decision about that? So I can speak a little bit to that. The S&I framework per se, in terms of the technology, which is a wiki site, and the ability to use phone web conference material, that's actually already provided, for example, to us as a community-led initiative. So from the technical perspective, the wiki and support in terms of being able to have a phone number to use for calls, that's pretty easy to get because we're already using it. The next step is, and Anna will go through that a little bit, is when you have an initiative, you write up a charter, and then you present it to the ONC steering committee. And at that point in time, they may or may not decide to give you support. If they give you support, what that means is they will help you with the facilitation, they give you technical riders, and then you are linked to the timeline that you propose to the project. So I think at the point in time when ONC decides to sponsor your initiative or project, that's when it becomes ONC's project.
So I think that Anna will discuss all questions related to new group. Mm-hmm. And do you have any questions specifically for LRI activity, laboratory?
Result interface.
Right. Then I would suggest we come to the second presenter. Mm-hmm.
Maybe just a quick one. So laboratory in this context is commercial labs, hospital labs, public health labs.
Laboratories in this context was commercial, hospital-based, and public health when it was initially chartered?
Okay, for the LRI, it is where the report goes to. That's important. So if you are a lab, no matter which kind, that reports to an ambulatory provider, so an ambulatory EHR, that's you. So we're not going from who you are, we're going from who you report to and in which setting.
So Anna, please.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Thank you for coming to this session and the opportunity to present to you a new community-driven initiative on the public health reporting that may become an initiative that could be sponsored by the Office of National Coordinator Standards and Harmonization Framework. Before I'm diving into the presentation on this initiative, I would like just to make a few statements about acknowledging the work of two people who really greatly contributed in shaping up this initiative. And as they were colleagues of this initiative, they were Ricky Merrick, Costa Makridimitris from FDA, and the one person that I didn't count in the three was Nikolai Lipsky, who from the very beginning presented this liaisonship relationship between our group and CDC, as we saw that CDC would have to play an essential role in helping facilitate this initiative in public health community. So basically what we're proposing to you is outcomes of this efforts that took place beginning early July, and we just published the document that's called the Charter Document for this Public Health Reporting Initiative that was developed by a group that was initially started in this LRI initiative as a public health small subgroup, but then we reached out through our listeners to other organizations, and our group, amazingly, but it's completely changed. Those people who initially participated in the LRI initiative stopped participating, but we had participation from public health practitioners and vendors and others who were really interested in see this initiative going. So, the purpose of this initiative, created, was just to see that public health activities is broader represented in the SNI work that ONC is conducting, because we, many of us in public health, felt that having a subgroup on public health result reporting for labs is just not sufficient in see the full scope of public health represented in standardization efforts. So we just created this initiative to help not only ONC just to organize their business about public health, but more importantly, public health just to begin organizing our own business about how we're going about standards. So the initiative that we are proposing will have this chart that you see at the bottom, that it will develop and implement standardized approach to electronic public health reporting from electronic health record systems to local, state, and federal health programs that address needs of several different reporting use cases with a long-term goal of reducing the difficulty to both providers and public health agencies of implementing electronic versions of the broad spectrum of public health reporting. And I believe the thing that we would like to challenge in this initiative is exactly what you see today in these conferences. Many meetings in the different rooms about immunization standards, about laboratory reporting standards, about hearing standards, about vital record standards. There are no many sessions, I would say. Today we have this session where immunization, laboratory, and early hearing detection and intervention speak with one voice, because that's the standard we need to support communication between clinicians and public health in general. So, we created this initiative with the vision that it will help us to address the following interoperability challenges. It's pretty clear that there is a lack of harmonization going on to enable electronic health information exchanges across between clinical care and public health, but also across public health agencies themselves. We believe that there is no unified practice on reporting to public health reporting on various cases and patient safety and product safety and effectiveness events. I would like to point out specifically to these terms that may sound, some of this group, as strange terms. They're coming from FDA, who greatly contributed in helping us to shape this initiative. Patient safety, product safety, and effectiveness events. And we have Costa today in the room who will be able to answer the questions if some of this would sound not public health-ish, okay? Because it is, we learned from this initiative that there is all very much in line with the scope of public health reporting. We felt that there are actions needed to create a unified approach to harmonization of public health business processes and functional requirements for public health information systems that guides the development of the needs and priorities for standards for public health. And as I said from the very beginning, we felt that inclusion of public health and the full array of activities under the ONC standards and interoperability framework is something that we have to address right away. So, one of the challenges we had in shaping up this initiative is a scope, because we wanted everything, and that there were some reasonable voices in our community saying, you just narrow the scope so that your work could just actually be tailored to particular deliverables. Therefore, though as our goal, as you see, is quite broad, harmonized HIT standards and implementation guides for bi-directional communication between clinical care and public health entities, we wanted just to upfront say that this work will be done in incremental steps focused on particular use cases that we hope today, with your help, we're actually trying to create a list for as a potential use cases for this initiative. What are those domains that we are suggesting that we will select these use cases? The answer to this question is very easy. Those who are not included right now, in the meaningful use. Those which we always felt is just being victimized by this meaningful use legislation that didn't mention maternal and child health programs, that didn't mention chronic disease programs, and so forth. So we would like just to help ONC to address this particular issue that public health is much broader than these three particular domains that have been selected. And this is no mean to say that we are not supporting selection of these three, but we feel that if these three is selected, then others have to be represented in these activities on standardization as well. You'll read through this list. It's again bringing us to this notion of you trying to embrace the universe. We do. But what we're trying to do, in fact, we in this universe of public health, we try to figure out this approach that would help us to see commonalities in reporting cases for maternal and child health, for immunization, for medical countermeasures in emergency. In terms of information technology view of our reporting things. Because for them, we are not this list of domains, we are senders and receivers. And for each of the senders and receiver transactions, we need to define content for those particular domains if they would be selected as a potential use case. Time frame. The time frame will be very aggressive, like everything that government is doing nowadays. This all started at heat speed, just do everything in 1 year. And we will continue the same path because, in fact, we like to see things accomplished. So we're proposing that this initiative will begin in October 2011 and continue through December 2013. We are aiming to help us to define particular needs for meaningful use stage 3. We had discussions, why not stage 2? We believe we passed this due date when we were actually could influence right now in a meaningful way the selection of domains for stage 2. And in fact, what does mean selection of domain for stage 2 without having this harmonized approach? Okay, let's add cancer. And I will vote let's add vital records or hearing. Remember, by adding this domain by domain, we're reinforcing the silent stovepipe approach that we've been working in public health on. We believe that if we could just do this in the more organized fashion, trying to figure out that if we will select something more generic like public health reporting, that may serve needs of this various domain. Scope. Again, participants of this initiative just were very cautious about trying to shape it in the way that it will be manageable. So we propose right now in these first 2 years focus on individual patient reporting only, from electronic health record systems and patient/consumers to public health agencies, which by that we mean local, state, and federal agencies, because all three levels of government are involved in particular way of collecting individual patient information. And we would like to do it only in the scope of initial case reports. We can discuss further as we would just go through this session of the implications of taking on ourselves only this particular initial report or just jumping into population level reports. But this is just the original proposal that we have on behalf of the group. So we will narrow down the scope of this initiative to what I said before, initial case reporting, and we will select the particular use cases we will be focusing on. What we will do during these 2 years, we will examine several reporting use cases with the similar business processes, information exchange requirements, and data requirements. I think with the similar business processes, information exchange requirements and data requirements is the wrong statement. Similar is not the way we would like to select these use cases. With the common business requirements, because I don't think there are any similarity in communicable diseases in vital registration. But if we look at the commonalities of information exchanges, then we will begin to see, oh, whoops, we're talking about the similar transaction. So we will select harmonized standards, develop harmonized implementation guides, and reference implementations for testing of these standards. We will work on defining certification criteria and processes for these use cases so that when they are selected in meaningful use stage 3, there will be no this words added to each public health domains as they are selected for meaningful use right now. You have to send this data on laboratory reporting if public health can receive it. This if is really bothers me personally, and I think we could do a better job removing this if in at least stage 3 of the meaningful use. In addition to that, we would like just to continue to work on the deployment aspects of the standards that we will be developing. Through the support of the federal agencies that we will believe may be available for this initiative, we will find some pilot sites that will help us to conduct the pilot deployments of those standards or that interoperability standards that we will develop throughout the process. So we actually would see, do this standard work or they have to go back into the production. And lastly, what we would like to see is developing the roadmap for HIT standardization for public health reporting in general, going beyond the selected use cases, beyond individual level reporting, going beyond the initial case report. In order to do it right, and this is very novel for governmental initiative I've been involved in, we would like to have 3 months of planning. Build a consensus of definitions, build a consensus of what this standardization framework should look like, assessing various initiatives in the way they we belong to them or they belong to us, selecting priorities and establishing metrics and a timeline for short-term goal, which for us is just December 13th, and the longer-term goal, which because we would like this this initiative to continue beyond 2013. This is community-driven initiative. This is not governmentally imposed on us initiative, so we don't have these problems of some administrative changes. And we need to develop a detailed work plan for those activities that we will accomplish in the first 2 years. This is the examples of standards that we are proposing to work on. They are data standards, they are information content standards, they are information exchange standards, they are privacy and security standards, identifier standards, functional standards, business process standards, and other standards we may think that could fit this classification. I believe that one of important things that we have to realize here working on this initiative, this is not about HL7 messaging. This is much, much more. And we have to realize, because this is our scope, we're selecting the use case, we have to look at this use case through the perspective of the readiness for standards from all these various perspectives. If we don't have a data set right now agreed upon a particular community, it would be premature to select this use case for production for the next 2 years. Okay, we'll talk about this a little bit later in our discussion. What's next, okay? This is the proposed stakeholders. In fact, many people from these organizations are already participating in the initiatives. And I said in the beginning, our acknowledgments and our thanks are going specifically to CDC that help us to shape this and the Food and Drug U.S. Food and Drug Administration, because they also just right now two public health agencies that on the federal level that backing up this initiative. So here already we spoke with Veteran Administration, with HRSA and others on the federal level that would see the value in supporting this. Another very critical group that I would like to point out is the Joint Public Health Information Task Force, JFIT. Many of you participate in this initiative, and you know the value that this group brings to the table as advocating for important informatics initiatives at the national level. And I just hope you read through this list. Let me give you another list to read from. And the other category. Okay, before others, the CEHR vendor associations, and even right now in the group, we I cannot believe he left, but we had a person here from McKesson. Okay, he's right here. We have a vendor on the back, Corey Smith. We have another vendor, and we have an we have already a lot of people who are from the vendor community agreed to support to work with us in this initiative. Other, it depends who we will reach out to. Very much depends on who you are, who right now here in the room. But as we go further through the public review process, who we have to reach out, and you will be here, the ones who will guide us. Who did we forget on this list? I also would like specifically to introduce two people who are in this room. Maybe there are more, but I know two who are from the international informatics community. Dr. Beatrice from Brazil, and Dr. Andrew Grant from Canada. And we just came from the meeting discussing how this hall could become an international, working with ISO and WHO. So those of you who participated in the Global Public Health Informatics Workshop may remember that that kind of resonates, everything we're doing here resonates with the international community. So these others, maybe by the end of this session, we also get a commitment from ISO and WHO to be added to this list. So, you have this document. We're asking you to review this document. This is the public comments period that started in August 19th and will continue through September 6th. We're presenting this initiative to you today at this session. We also hope to work with JFIT that we will be able to present it at the JFIT meeting in September 20th, 21st. So to get whatever comments we will receive from you on this initiative will be just considered in finalizing the charter. So this is our timeline to launch the initiative. As you see here, we anticipate going through a public review process and having this final charter available at the end of September and deliver it to ONC for consideration just in time when they decide and making the final determination about fiscal year budget 2012. Okay, this is the link to the other discussion that we would like to have. And with that is just...
Anna, thank you very much. And as Anna just mentioned, next our step will be facilitated by Bill Brand, who will discuss with you potential use cases, your specific participation in this initiative. Before we'll jump to the next stage of our very good meeting today,